One way to not let anyone invade your privacy is to not let anyone know who you are. That's what reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein have done for their prime source on the 1970s Watergate scandal. They called the source Deep Throat, and his identity has been one of Washington's longest-running guessing games. Now, some journalism students in Illinois say they've solved the mystery, and as Jay Field reports from Chicago Public Radio, they've done a pretty thorough job in their investigation.
This isn't the first time someone has tried to uncover the identity of Deep Throat, but this investigation appears to be different. It began 4 years ago in Bill Gaines' investigative reporting class at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
I just saw it as a training exercise for students in my investigative reporting class.
Some exercise. The students pored over 16,000 pages of disordered FBI reports and studied transcripts from the U.S. Senate's Watergate hearings and scores of civil lawsuits. And they read all the President's Men and other books about the scandal. The students all carried floppy disks with them while doing their research and poured the data into a spreadsheet on the computer. Gaines says that helped keep the probe on track as one class left and a new one came in.
Persons who were more or less finalists. Then we gathered all the information we could about them, and we found that Fred Fielding had access to practically all of the information that Deep Throat had.
Lawyer Fred Fielding was an assistant to President Richard Nixon's chief White House counsel, John Dean. He also served as President Ronald Reagan's chief counsel and currently sits on the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks. In their investigation, the students found many instances where Deep Throat was quoted about information Fred Fielding would have known. And they found that Woodward and Bernstein took great pains not to quote Fielding directly in their stories. Fielding isn't commenting on the investigation and hasn't responded to a letter from Gaines and his students. Reached at his office yesterday at the Washington Post, Bob Woodward declined to comment, but his partner has weighed in. Carl Bernstein told the Cleveland Plain Dealer that Gaines and his class have no business trying to find out who other reporters' sources are. Tom Rosensteel, the director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism, agrees.
Reporters go to jail to protect the anonymity of their sources. This anonymity is considered ethically sacrosanct, and if it's breached, then sources in the future will think, well, I shouldn't trust journalists when they say that they will protect my identity, because they won't.
Bill Gaines says it's important for reporters to protect sources, but he says he doesn't have a responsibility to protect somebody else's.
In a situation with Deep Throat, with Woodward and Bernstein, they have revealed so much information about Deep Throat that that's what we followed. We followed their information, and so it was they who found, for us, Deep Throat, because they made a movie character out of him.
It's not surprising that Woodward and Bernstein wouldn't comment on the accuracy of the journalism class's study. They say they'll never reveal Deep Throat's identity while he's still alive. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.